Hi, this is Richard Madeley, and when I'm in Ulster, I love nothing more than tuning into Marcus Hunter Neil on BBC Radio Ulster.
So you have over 30 books now with a wealth of characters. And I was reading there that you say that character is the key. Where and how do you develop and come up with all your characters?
Well, you know, I create usually the first character, like an Emma Hart or like Cecily Swan in the Cavendon series. A woman pops into my head somehow from where I don't know. And I think, oh, who's this? Why is she interesting enough to be written about? And what are her problems?
Yes.
And I go from there. And I as you work out the character of the person, you know exactly what she is going to be like or he is going to be like, because most people retain their childhood characteristics. You know, if they're naughty children, they'll probably be naughty grown-ups.
Yes.
And I just build the character as the plot unfolds.
You've got such a wealth of career from 1979. What was your kind of first pinch-yourself moment that things had just changed beyond belief?
I remember Bob coming home just before the book was due out, A Woman of Substance, and he said, I passed the Doubleday bookstore and your book is out. After supper, let's go down. They stayed open till 10 o'clock in those days. So it was the summer of 1979 and Bob and I had supper and went down to the store on whatever street it was, 50th Street and Fifth Avenue. And there in the window were all these copies of A Woman of Substance.
Oh, wow.
And what I felt was scared.
Yeah.
And Bob said to me, let's go in. I said, don't tell the man I wrote this book. Don't ask me, Marcus, why I said that. I've no idea.
And my goodness.
My husband looked at me as if I was crazy and he said, no, but I am going to buy a copy. I said, OK, be the first one to buy a copy. And we went in.
Did you sign it for him?
No. But he stood there and then he went and paid, with a cash so they wouldn't see the name on the credit card. But you see, as he was buying the book, I was looking at the pile and my only thought was, what if they don't sell?
Yeah.
What's
and little
going
did you
to
know
happen? You know, it was that sort of hard work that you do and then it's really out of your hands. It goes to the publisher and then they do a jacket and they edit it and do a jacket and then it's suddenly on sale. And that's frightening,
yeah.
Because what if it hadn't sold? But it sold out immediately. It had what they call word of mouth.
Yeah. You have a great love for interiors and interior design. Does that play a big part in your writing? And where did your love for interiors come from?
Well, I think my love for interiors came from my mother, who, when I was a child, she loved to go to stately homes.
Yeah.
So she took me with her and we went to a lot of stately homes in Yorkshire. And she, would point something out and say, that's a Hepplewhite or that's a Gainsborough painting or that's a piece of Limoges. She knew a lot about furniture and things like that. So it started there. But I do think that when you're writing a book, you're not writing, somebody's not sitting in front of a television set or a movie watching and seeing the room and the clothes. So I always have liked to give a bit of a description about both those things because then it gives the reader the setting and what the person is wearing. I think it's very important. But decorating is something that you either can do it or a lot of people go and get trained. I was never trained. It's just that I knew where to put a chair and what colour went with which colour. And of course, I did a lot of photography. I wasn't taking the pictures, but I was directing it. And I learned a lot. And colours can change the shape and size of a room. A dark colour will make a room look darker, obviously. So when you come to my house, you will see I've got a lot of creams and a lot of white and pale blue.
How lovely.
No dark colours.
No. Well, listen, I've had a thrill researching you. I've had a joy chatting to you. So I've asked you to pick one of your favourite songs. So would you like to tell us what one of your favourite songs would be and why?
One of my favourite songs is called Memories.
Yes.
In the plural, from Cats.
I love that,
that
song.
That show. And Barbara Streisand sings it beautifully. Mm-hmm. And for a reason I don't understand, Nicholas Latimer was a character that was very real to me, maybe because he was a writer in the book and he wasn't a real person, you know.
Yes.
I invented him. But whenever I hear Memories, I think of Nicholas Latimer and still think, I wonder whatever happened to him. So that's my song, Memories.
Well, continued success with everything. Not that you need it. You are just amazing. And thank you for taking the time to chat with me.
Well, thank you for being so sweet and asking wonderful questions, Marcus.
Thank you.
Midnight, not a sound from the pavement. Has the moon lost her memory? She is the memory live again. Every street lamp seems to beat a fatalistic warning. Someone mutters and the street lamp sputters, and soon another night is over, another day.